This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for January 2019. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Edward Jenner's life as an English physician, researcher, and musician? And what musical instruments did he play? Edward Jenner was the eighth of nine children, born on May 17, 1749, to Reverend Stephen and Sarah Jenner in Berkeley, Gloucestershire. Edward began studying the violin and flute at a young age. He collected fossils, was fascinated with wildlife, birds, and horticulture. At the age of 14, he was apprenticed for the next 7 years to study under Dr. Daniel Ludlow, a surgeon in Shipping, Sodbury, Gloucestershire, England. Edward was training to be a country doctor. At 21, he went to medical school at St. George's Hospital, studying under John Hunter, a surgeon and experimentalist. Dr. Hunter's philosophy was to seek new discoveries. Don't think, try. Dr. Hunter saw Edward's, quote, abilities at dissecting and investigation and his understanding of plant and animal anatomy. They remained lifelong friends and corresponded. While studying to be a medical doctor, Edward Jenner worked for Sir Joseph Banks, arranging and preparing zoological experiments that Banks brought back from Captain James Cook's 1771 first voyage. Because of Edward's knowledge, he was offered the position as naturalist on the second voyage. He declined. Edward Jenner graduated as a medical doctor in 1772 at the age of 23, returned to Berkeley as a general practitioner and surgeon. In 1788, he married Catherine Kingscote, and they had three children. In the late 18th century, smallpox was the most feared disease, killing 33% of the people contracting the disease. Jenner observed, quote, that milkmaids who were in close contact with cows very rarely contracted the disease. With this revelation, Jenner tested a theory that inoculating humans with a strain of the cowpox virus could protect them from smallpox, though the immunity gained from the similar but much less dangerous cowpox strain. In 1796, Dr. Jenner inoculated 8-year-old James Phipps with cowpox blisters from the hand of a milkmaid who had caught cowpox. The young James contracted a mild fever, but to Jenner's relief, when he gave James Phipps variolocus matter, he proved resistant to mild form of smallpox. Dr. Edward Jenner said, "The joy I felt at the prospect before me of being the instrument destined to take away the world of one of the greatest calamities, smallpox, was so excessive that I found myself in a kind of reverie." He tested 23 more subjects with the same results. His research was published by the Royal Society to a mixture of skepticism and interest. Jenner later, quote, gave up his medical practice and devoted himself full-time to immunization work. 17 years after Jenner's death in 1840, quote, "The British government, in an act of Parliament, banned the use of variolation and provided the cowpox inoculation free of charge. By 1979, the World Health Organization had declared smallpox extinct, a remarkable achievement of which Jenner's groundbreaking work on the immunization played a key role. Dr. Jenner played the flute and violin during dinner parties with family and guests. He enjoyed being a balloonist, geologist, writing poetry, ditties, and limericks, and growing plants in his garden. Dr. Edward Jenner was an English physician, created the vaccine for smallpox, was a researcher, lifelong musician, husband, and father. He was dedicated to helping others and saving lives. Dr. Edward Jenner died on January 26, 1823, at the age of 73.